The Hat Full of Secrets. Written by Carl Newson and read by Robbie Favretto. At first, Henry didn't believe his eyes. He gave them a rub and then looked again to check if the secret was real. Yes, it was. And it was a big one at that. Slowly and quietly, Henry crept back out of the bushes. Then he turned and ran as fast as he could.
I've got a thing!
Henry burst through the back door of number 25 and said everything at once and in the wrong order.
There's it. The thing. Is it there?
What's all this about a thing?
Asked an old man sitting at the kitchen table. Henry tried again.
Grandad, there's a thing. I've got it.
Somehow Grandad understood exactly what Henry was trying to say.
Ah, one of those, is it?
He patted the chair beside him for Henry to sit down.
I had a thing once. Kept me on my toes for weeks. But you know what your mum would say, don't you?
Continued Grandad.
There'll be no secrets in this family.
He wagged his finger.
I just don't know what to do with it, that's all, said Henry.
You can tell me if you like, offered Grandad.
But, Henry replied, it might eat you up.
A big one, eh? Said Grandad. Well, if it's going to worry you that much, I'd rather you did tell me, but only when you're ready.
Or, he paused for a moment,
you could keep it under your hat. So long as you've done no wrong, it'll do no harm there.
My hat,
said Henry, itching a thought out of his head. There was just one problem.
I don't have a hat.
You don't have a hat?
Grandad spluttered on his cup of tea and spat out his false teeth.
Nerve!
He mumbled and quickly popped them back in.
Why on earth not? He said. Hats are brilliant things. You need one right away.
He grabbed his stick and disappeared into his bedroom.